A suspect in custody. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. Police in Charlottesville, Virginia have captured a University of Virginia student suspected of killing members of the school's football team when they returned from a field trip yesterday. Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. was taken into custody earlier today in connection with the deaths of three men.
Devin Chandler, a second-year student from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Lavelle Davis Jr., a third-year from Ridgefield, South Carolina. And Deshaun Perry, a fourth-year student from Miami, Florida. The three were shot on a charter bus just after 10 p.m. on campus. They went on a field trip with a class to see a play in Washington, D.C. They just returned to the UVA campus when police say the gunman fired multiple shots.
Fox's David Spunt in Charlottesville. Two others were wounded in the shooting. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping held their first face-to-face meeting since the president won the White House. It happened on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali.
The White House says President Biden objected to what it called China's coercive and increasingly aggressive actions towards Taiwan, the self-governing island Beijing claims as its own. President Xi is said by Chinese state media to have insisted that the Taiwan question is his first red line and at the very core of his country's interests. He also warned against a trade war, with both leaders agreeing to find ways to improve dialogue and ensure fair economic competition. The two men also agreed that a nuclear war should never be fought and can never be won.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Prosecutors in New York say they don't plan to bring criminal charges against Rudy Giuliani in connection with an investigation with figures in Ukraine. Wall Street stock slipped, giving back some of last week's gains. The Dow lost 211, the Nasdaq minus 127, the S&P off 35. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another high-stakes trial kicks off for Elon Musk.
Tesla founder Elon Musk has to defend his $56 billion pay package in a new trial. The shareholder suit argues Musk should be required to work full-time at Tesla and that its shareholders are concerned he's distracted by Twitter, something Musk himself touched on in comments to a business forum in Indonesia ahead of the G20 summit there. Musk, who runs a newly acquired social media platform, Tesla and SpaceX, telling the group via video link, "I have too much work on my plate." The lawsuit asks the court in Delaware to rescind the pay package, alleging it was rigged with easy performance targets. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Police in southwestern Idaho have arrested a woman in connection with the disappearance of a 5-year-old boy more than a year ago. Fruitland Police Chief J.D. Huff says investigators believe Sarah Wondra may have knowledge of the child's death. She is charged with failing or delaying notification of a death, which is a felony. A representative for Grammy Award-winning singer and pianist Roberta Flack has announced that Flack has ALS, commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Flack's manager, Suzanne Koga, said in a statement, "The progressive disease has made it impossible to sing and not easy to speak, but it will take a lot more than ALS to silence this icon." The 85-year-old Grammy-winning singer and pianist's announcement comes ahead of the premiere of Roberta, a feature-length documentary debuting Thursday at the Doc NYC Film Festival. Her reps say Flack still plans to be active in her musical and creative pursuits. She is best known for her hits, Killing Me Softly with his song, and The First Time ever I saw your face. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
At the box office this week, in the Marvel sequel, Black Panther Wakanda Forever opened at number one, earning $180 million. Last week's number one, Black Adam, drops to second with $8.1 million. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.